At World Pork Expo, we're going to talk with a Nebraska producer here, Jan Miller from Belden, who is president of the Nebraska Pork Producers Association right now. And Jan, let's talk about what you're doing here at Pork Expo. Now, are you involved in any meetings or such, or are you just here kind of looking around?
Well, today I'm here as a producer and just looking around, amazed at the number of exhibitors we have and the number of hospitality tents and stuff like that. It's been a couple of years since I've been to World Pork Expo, and every year there's just growth and a lot of producers here.
So you're probably going to some of the educational sessions or seminars. I know there's a PEDV summit this afternoon. I mean, are you focused on any particular issue or?
Yeah, definitely going to attend the PED summit with Liz Wagstrom this afternoon, and like to hear what Steve has to say about the economics of pork production. With PED, I did not expect to see this many producers out, but everybody must be putting on their clean shoes and coming to town.
As far as the trade show goes, I mean, when you come here as a producer, are you shopping for anything in particular?
You know, we always have our eyes open for anything new and inventive that might help us out, or even visiting with other producers. If they're doing something, they've tried something, and you think it might work on your farm, it's just a good time to network with those other producers.
Yeah. So talk about how conditions in your area there, and you of course, are west of Sioux City, you said, what, about 20 miles or so? 40? Yeah. You got the crops all up and growing?
Yeah, the crops were up. You know, we were like everybody else, had the crops in the ground, and we had that cold snap, and emergence was slow, so probably not the prettiest stands that we've had in the past, but crops are up, looking good. We've had rain on the Mother's Day weekend, and then another one here just this last night, and missed the hard hail, and so sitting really good for moisture with our crops right now.
And then as far as the operation, hog operation, now farrow to finish, right?
Yeah, correct. We are a farrow to finish operation, just a small operation up there in northeast Nebraska, but keeps us busy and fulfills a need for us on the farm.
Sure. And you've been able to avoid the virus, or?
Yeah, we've been able to avoid PED virus. One of the theories on that is because we are a small operation, we tend to grind our own feed, use our own corn, and maybe that has something to do with it. You know, our hogs don't move any place until they go to market. You know, there's no movement from a nursery on the road or anything like that, and maybe that's what's kept us clean, or maybe we're just that lucky.
Yeah, have you stepped up your biosecurity?
As much as we can. Like I said, we're a farrow to finish on one farm, so we've stepped it up as far as it's possible on our farm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so hog market's been pretty good here lately, backed off just a little bit, but at least we had a pretty good run.
Yeah, we have had a good run, and you know, we're putting heavier hogs out in the market or to slaughter right now, which is depressing the prices a little bit, because I know the numbers aren't near what they should be, but our pounds of pork out the door seem to be pretty high right now.
So as far as the association, Nebraska Pork Producers, so what do you got coming up?
Well, on June 27th, I believe it is, we have our annual golf outing. So if you're interested in getting a team up for that, you could go to NPPA.org and register. We'd sure like to have you come down and golf with us.
Okay, and as we were talking here, a lot of things happening politically. There'll be some elections this fall, and that's going to change the landscape a little bit as far as the legislature and the state is concerned going forward.
Yeah, it really is. The legislature, we have a potential having 21 first-time senators in there, and so there'll be a lot of work to do with educating them and bringing them up to speed as to you know, where we're at with the farm and with livestock as a whole, and any issues that do come up, it'll take a lot of educating.